This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It appears that Russian mercenary forces have started getting used to their new home. Reuters' Lucy Fielder explains.
Fighters from the Wagner Group have arrived in Belarus from Russia. That's according to Ukrainian and Polish officials and comes after the Belarusian Defense Ministry released this video on Friday, showing what it said were Wagner fighters instructing Belarusian soldiers at a military range. It appeared to be a first sign that at least part of a deal to end Wagner's mutiny attempt was being implemented. Wagner's march on Moscow in June could have tipped Russia into civil war, according to President Vladimir Putin. Under the deal, Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin stood down his mercenaries and agreed to move them to Belarus in exchange for Russia dropping mutiny charges.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. And while Wagner troops are no longer going head-to-head with Ukrainian forces, there have been questions about whether it has an impact on Ukraine's counteroffensive. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
Ukrainian forces released more footage Thursday of efforts to defend their territory from Russia's attacks. The question of whether the war has reached a stalemate was raised to White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during his appearance on the ABC News Network.
You're seeing Ukrainian forces, in fact, make progress both in the east and the south. We said before this counteroffensive started that it'd be hard going, and it's been hard going. That's the nature of war, but the Ukrainians are continuing to move forward.
As Sullivan emphasized the Biden administration's commitment to provide Ukraine with the weapons it needs, Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraq's prime minister is holding talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Damascus during the first trip of its kind to the war-torn country since the 12-year conflict began. Iraq and Syria have had close relations for years, even after many Arab countries withdrew their ambassadors from Damascus and Syria's membership and the 22-member Arab League was suspended because of the crackdown on protesters in 2011. At least three people were killed in floodwaters in southern Pennsylvania, as much of the U.S. East Coast has been getting slammed with heavy rain. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
The weather's been devastating for much of the Northeast, already hit with flooding. But now there's a tragic situation in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. At least three adults were killed when their cars were swept away in rushing water in the Washington Crossing area. Authorities say that community got up to 7 inches of rain in less than an hour late Saturday. Heavy rain is also disrupting flights at airports in the greater New York area, and several bridges and rail lines remain closed in Vermont, damaged by rain and flooding there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A dangerous heat wave threatened a wide swath of the U.S. Southwest with potentially deadly temperatures in the triple digits as some cooling centers extended their hours and emergency rooms prepared to treat more people with heat-related illnesses. British singer-actor Jean Birkin has died at her home in Paris at the age of 76. Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at her life.
That's Jean Birkin performing Je t'aime moi non plus with Serge Gainsbourg. They were longtime romantic partners before they split in 1980, but continued to be friends and creative partners. Her film credits include Blow Up, Death on the Nile, and Evil Under the Sun. Birkin was such a fashion icon in the 1960s and 70s that luxury goods maker Hermès named a handbag after her starting in 1984. Birkin had three daughters, including actor Charlotte Gainsbourg. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
United Airlines and the union representing its pilots said that they've reached an agreement on a contract that will raise pilot pay by up to 40% over 4 years. Union valued the agreement at about $12 billion and followed more than 4 years of tumultuous bargaining that included picketing and talk of a strike vote. The deal reflects the leverage enjoyed by labor groups, especially pilots, as airline revenue soars on the strong recovery in travel. The Airline Pilots Association said that the agreement, which is subject to a ratification vote, would put United Pilots on par with counterparts at Delta Airlines. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.